Welcome to our deep dive. Today we're looking at the stack of research we have on Hotelogy's digital signage. And if you're a general manager listening to this, our mission here is really exploring how you can, you know, radically modernize a hotel lobby and finally kill that terrible corporate illusion breaker.
Oh man, you know the exact one I mean. You walk into this pristine, marble-floored luxury lobby, and right by the elevator is just a wrinkled piece of paper taped to a stand telling you the pool is closed.
Right, exactly. It's so jarring. So based on our notes, we are entirely focused on fixing that with public area screens today. We're totally ignoring the in-room TVs.
Right.
And the data shows this isn't just some emerging concept, right? I mean, Hotelogy system is already in over 500 hotels across 25 countries.
Yeah, it's massive. Heavyweights like Fairmont, Radisson, H10, and Neom are all utilizing this because, well, in a highly competitive market, a modern corporate image isn't just about picking out nice furniture anymore. It's about seamless, dynamic communication that actually meets modern expectations.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Because if you're a GM looking at your bottom line right now, your most immediate headache is probably operational clutter. I mean, trying to manually update physical signs across a massive resort is like using a typewriter in the smartphone age, right?
Oh, absolutely. By the time your staff finishes printing and replacing them, the weather has already changed again.
Exactly. It's just a constant loop.
Right. So what the system does is it provides a centralized management platform. You can literally just sit in your office and instantly update information across every single digital screen in the hotel.
Which I'm guessing entirely wipes out the printing budget and the environmental waste too.
Definitely. And the lag time. So if a sudden thunderstorm rolls in, the outdoor yoga class location can just be updated to the indoor gym in real time across the entire property with literally the push of a button.
Wow. Okay, so we've stopped the bleeding on printing costs and operational drag. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. Cost cutting only goes so far. Can these screens actually pull double duty and generate revenue? Or are they just, you know, fancy digital bulletin boards?
Oh, they definitely generate revenue. And that's really where the content scheduling comes in. You aren't just putting up a static digital poster for 24 hours because the scheduling is highly customizable through their web app. You can target the guest's specific mindset at different times of the day.
Oh, that makes total sense. So at like 8 a.m, the lobby screen pushes a morning spa promotion or maybe a premium coffee upgrade.
Yes. And then by 5 p.m., that exact same screen has automatically shifted to advertising cocktail hour specials at the bar. Or maybe it's promoting a romantic dinner package.
So it's basically acting as a silent salesperson right in the lobby.
That's exactly what it is. By personalizing the playlist, the digital signage actively incentivizes sales because, well, it's showing the right offer at the exact right time.
I get the software side of that, but from an IT perspective, putting a dedicated computer behind every single screen sounds like an expensive, overheated nightmare for a hotel's energy bill. So what does this all mean for the IT guys down in the basement? How does the hardware actually hold up?
Well, it's a valid concern for sure, but the physical screens are powered by what they call the Hotelogy Media Player i3. It's an industrial-grade aluminum box, and the really crucial part here is that it's fanless.
Wait, no cooling fans at all?
None. No moving parts means it's specifically designed for 247 continuous operation without overheating. Plus, there are no loud humming noises disrupting the lobby's zen.
Okay, but what about software crashes? Because nothing ruins a luxury vibe faster than a giant blue error screen right on the wall.
Right, which is why it runs on Linux, specifically Lubuntu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is crucial because it's a stripped-down, ultra-lightweight operating system. So without all the bloatware and background updates of a standard consumer OS, the system has almost zero risk of freezing. It just runs the screens flawlessly.
So taking all this research together, upgrading to this kind of digital signage isn't just about looking futuristic for your guests. From a GM's perspective, it's a strategic move to slash operational waste, actively drive revenue with targeted marketing, and keep the IT department from pulling their hair out.
Precisely. Which leaves you with an interesting question to chew on. If centralized digital signage can already schedule targeted marketing by the hour, how soon will hotels use integrated sensors to change the screen's promotions based on the exact demographic walking through the lobby at any given second?
Wow, wait, really?
Yeah.
Just imagine walking past a screen and it instantly knows to show you the kids' club schedule instead of the golf course. That is wild. Goodbye, flimsy paper signs on easels forever.